Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. We praise God with all His glory. Our foundation scripture today is Psalm chapter 33, verses 3, 4, and 5. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His work is done in truth. I'd like to again welcome the listening audience to this podcast. The last several weeks we've had inspirational interviews, and I hope that you've tuned in to those discussions. If you remember, I extended the time for completing the first chapter of the book that you may be writing to at the end of this month, the month of July. And those of you who may not be writing a book at this time, I hope that you're gaining some valuable insight about the process. And what I mean by that is that, as I said before, it's a process. It's a process because there's quite a bit of work involved in writing a book. So you not only need to have the time to write, but you also need a commitment. A commitment from yourself to get it done. And with God's help, it's more than possible to achieve this goal. Now, the goal that I set for all of us who are writing, like I said earlier, is to finish the first chapter by the end of July. And I hope that you're moving toward that deadline. We still have 2 weeks to go, and even for those of you who haven't started, there's still time for you to formulate a topic for your book and to develop an outline, which eventually will become your individual chapters. But again, if you choose not to write, that's fine. Just continue to listen to these podcasts. Now, as for me, I've had some time to work on my book over the past several weeks, and I'm happy to report to you that I finished my first chapter and have been working on my second chapter. Just keep this in mind. It's important to write something every day. It will add just a little bit more to your book. Now, you'll have to review and edit what you write, and you'll have to do this over and over again until you get it right, at least right in your own mind. At that point, you can get someone else to look at it, someone to help you edit whatever you've written. And those of you, for example, who might know school teachers, especially those teachers who are in English or composition in that area, they may be good at editing, and you can get them to edit what you've written. But whatever you do, it's very important that you continue moving in the right direction. In addition to our focus on writing, don't lose sight that in this series of podcasts, I'm reciting portions of my most recent book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. We're still in chapter one that's entitled The Collision, and we're now to the point where the lead characters, Jason and Terry Lilly, and their daughter, Jessica, were just involved in a serious automobile accident while going to their church function. Jason was the only one that sustained severe injuries in the accident, and his story is a compelling one, which talks about his survival, his miraculous survival, and how his family was affected. So, after a brief musical interlude, we'll continue with that story. Welcome back. We continue now with the chapter reading, and the title of this week's reading is Song and Word. 3 days had passed since the accident where Jason and his family had been brought to the hospital. During that time, Terry and Jessica attended to the legalities relating to that accident. They would visit Jason and tell him about his surgery, thanking God that it had been successful. After Jason's surgery, he was informed about the nature of his injuries and just how fortunate he was to be alive. But he still had to stay in the hospital. Since Jason missed the special event, which was a reunion at their church because of the accident, one evening some of the members of the church who participated in the event that Jessica and her family had missed came to see him. And many of them had come earlier to visit Jessica and Terry when they themselves were being attended to in the hospital. This time, though, they had come again to see Jason. Terry and Jessica, who had been discharged, were leading the way. Once they were there, both daughter and wife went over to sit by Jason's side. Meanwhile, the choir was around them in the lounge area of the hospital and sang a wonderful rendition of an old gospel tune that the young adult choir used to sing during the morning service years ago. Jason gazed at the group in front of him with water building in his eyes, realized how fortunate he was just to be alive. With it being one of his favorite gospel tunes, Jason deeply understood the meaning of the words to the song. He felt that the love of God permeated through his spirit even more, as he had listened to it several times before. Yes, he had an idea that the choir would be singing one of his favorite songs. And to some extent, Jason's doctor felt that same spirit, a spirit of love that Jason knew he had. While standing by Jason, his doctor whispered to him, "These people sure care a lot about you." Then Jason replied, "Well, doctor, yes, they do care. But let me say this. I don't know what he's done for you, but I can truly say that Jesus has brought me through this horrible accident that we had." Yes, Jason put it all in perspective and likened the small choir assembled in his presence there at the hospital to what seemed to be a much larger group, similar to the more than 60 young people that typically sing in the youth choir during a church service. At that moment, he was happy. Thank you. After the choir sang another two selections, two members of the church emerged from the back of where the choir was standing and brought in some video equipment. They said to everyone that they were setting up to show a video, just for Jason. Once they had everything set up, they explained to the group gathered that they would be viewing one of the recent sermons by the church's pastor, and hopefully it would be enough to bring Jason some joy. So, with the help of the hospital administration, they had planned for this for a day or so. At any rate, it was a complete surprise to Jason and his family as well as to most of those who were assembled there. What was once a small gathering of the church members, the Lilies, a handful of patients, and some of the hospital staff, the number of people assembled had grown into a mass gathering of practically everyone there in the hospital. Fortunately, the room was large enough to accommodate everyone comfortably. Yes, they were about to have church service right there in the hospital room, all because of the love extended to Jason. Well, actually, church had already started with that youth choir singing a few moments ago. And yes, they all were celebrating Jason's recovery from a horrendous accident. It was truly a time to remember, a time to receive what God had for them all and to give him all the glory and all the praise. That's exactly what the minister did in that video presentation. He gave God all the glory and explained how we can live a successful, happy life in Christ. On the day that the sermon was taped, like most services at the church, the congregation periodically gave their stamp of approval on the message as he spoke.
Brothers and sisters, the sermon today is taken from John 3:5, which states, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." I remind you that in this passage, Jesus was responding to a question from Nicodemus, one of the leaders of the religious community of that day known as the Pharisees, who approached Jesus and wanted to know how he performed the miracles he had done. Let me continue. In a dialogue between Nicodemus and Jesus, the master answered this question by saying that anyone who is truly converted becomes a new person spiritually. That is, he is a born-again creation. And let me tell you something right now. A life that is the quality of a person's life is significantly improved by this rebirth. By living in the Spirit and becoming an alien, as it were, to or separated from, if you will, the world's concerns and problems. And let me say this, this kind of life that I'm talking about is certainly possible today because we have the benefit of Jesus completing his work of redemption for all of mankind with his death and resurrection. But not only that, we have the Holy Spirit, his Spirit, living within us right now. If we sincerely believe and act on that belief, and with that Spirit, as Jesus himself said, and I quote, from Mark 11:23-24, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you will have them." Hallelujah, he's alive right now, and he's with us, within each one of us, every day, through the Holy Spirit. Peace be to you all.
What a powerful message the pastor delivered through the technology of a video presentation. After everything was over, the room was cleared by some of the hospital staff. Soon, almost everyone had left, with only Jason and his family remaining, along with Jason's doctor and a hospital staff member that provided him with some assistance. The doctor wanted Jason to regain his strength and mental faculties, so he directed the dietitian to deliver a wholesome meal and suggested that he watch a little TV for relaxation. The doctor promised Jason that he would be back in an hour to explain the nature of his injuries and to prescribe what he should do next in his recovery. Jason did eat, but only a little bit of food because his appetite had not yet fully returned. He did relish watching TV afterwards, and this seemed to relax him quite a bit, as the doctors had hoped. So that's the story for this week. For next week, I want you to continue writing your first chapter And remember, have as a goal completing your first chapter by the end of this month. And I want to encourage you to get a copy of the book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. I think it would be good for you to have both to read and as a reference. We will be finishing the recitation of this first chapter very soon, and there are two more podcasts that will complete the reading of this chapter. And I'm really excited about the second chapter that we'll be getting into. If you like a mystery, if you like romance, spiritual awakening, and adverse weather conditions, you don't want to miss any of these podcasts. But I'll tell you more about the second chapter in the coming weeks. You can easily get a copy of the Miracles book, or any other book I've written for that matter, by going to my website to get order information. That website address is www.williamporterlife.com. And you can also go directly to Amazon.com to pick up a copy. Well, listen, I'm so excited about what we're doing, and I hope you are too. You know, I must admit, one reason why I'm excited is because of what we're doing on these podcasts. And that is providing me and hopefully you a motivation to write a book. And that will become a reality by June of next year. So, like I've said before, let's put our spiritual muscles to work and let's write. Well, so much for this podcast. In closing the program today, just remember this. Despite your situation, whether it's good or bad, there's always more. More good things coming your way. Have a great day, and have a great week, and I'll see you right back here the next time.